broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 16th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always, steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and one of the great remedies we have to restore the republic. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. The people rejected Hillary Clinton and support Donald Trump. Time will tell how successful that will be. I'm absolutely disappointed in the mainstream press. They claimed that they'd turn over a new leaf after they got the absolute rebuke of their lifetimes. Nevertheless, they're already back to their old ways. It didn't even last 2 weeks. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing marvelous. A quick recap of yesterday's show is available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Again, on your Roku player free, look for the Liberty News channel, live and on-demand, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Also available at libertyroundtable.com, on-demand at your fingertips. A quick recap, we had our guest on, Mr. Tim Starks, doing a great job breaking it down with Sam Bushman. Kirk Cosby out for a family important issue. Now, military women complain about being ignored and underappreciated. Women in the service are upset about an alleged gender bias and lack of attention, writes Daily Caller. And I basically explained that, you know, we've got a problem in America where we're divided on every fault line under the planet. Male, female, black, white, you know, liberal, conservative, whatever. And the divisiveness, or divisiveness, if you prefer, getting worse by the second. It seems like, you know what, if Sam Bushman believes in something, then he can just be absolutely attacked and abused with a label to the point where it can destroy his whole character. It can define who he is. So see, I'm not against women. I don't want to run around and just say I love women like I'm after every woman. But I have an appropriate respect for women. They're one of God's creations, male and female created in them, and I have a healthy respect for that creation of God. And I believe that women and men have equality before God and government, justly so. But I do believe they have different roles, different purposes to be on the earth. And those roles and purposes are not contradictory. They're not opposing. They are complementary. And they create a great purpose under heaven. And so, you know what? I don't believe women belong on the front lines. It's that simple. I don't. In the military. And I'm sorry they feel underappreciated when they've abused us to the point when we put them there. It's a mistake that we put them there, folks. It's not that they're not capable. It's not that they're not smart. It is that we need to protect them. One of our roles is protector and provider. All right? And so, you know what? If I believe that, though, they want to tell you what a bigot I am, what a hater I am, that I demean women, that I'm unkind or disrespectful. It isn't true. It's a lie, and this is the mainstream press's narrative. Hillary Clinton even suggesting that white women are really responsible for her losing the election because these white women, I mean, they have internal hatred towards themselves. What do they call that? Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir. What do they call that? White women have internalistic, how would they call it? What do they call it? Misogynistic? Is that the right word?
I'm not
internalized
really sure
misogynistic tendencies.
You know that
if you're a male, what are you, a misogynist or whatever it is?
You know, that's one of the words that I need to understand a little more because it's kind of a new one.
Well, and I don't know what it really means. I understand it, the way they're using it, but I don't know what it really means. Yeah. Okay, so Kurt will look that word up real quick. Well, he does that though. I'm just telling you that military women are feeling underappreciated, but they've forced their way into our military to where men are feeling uncomfortable. We don't believe they belong there, but yet we're forced to go along. And then if we speak up, we're somehow some bigot, some hater, some demeanor of women, some misogynistic thug or whatever the word is. All right. Now, they're dividing us not only against women, but they're dividing us now. Yeah.
Here's the word. Misogynist, according to the Google boys, is a noun or an adjective. If it's a noun, it's a person who dislikes, despises, or is strongly prejudiced against women.
All right. So these white women, Kurt, are misogynistic, I guess? I don't know if I'm pluralizing the thing. It's hard for me to even know. But what I'm telling you is they literally internally hate themselves, says Hillary. And that's why, you know, they handed the victory to Donald. See, this is what I'm talking about. You just can't win with these people. What about white women or black women or any other color for that matter? I don't know why they're using white women. Again, it's one of their divide factors, Kurt. But women in general have really helped Donald and rejected Hillary. Hillary would say it's because these women hate themselves. But these women would say, no, it's because we believe in Christian traditional values. And we don't believe that men hate us because they want to protect us. We don't believe that men hate us because they want to provide for us. We don't believe that men hate us because they believe we have different roles. In fact, we believe that too, Kurt, these women are saying. But that's not good enough. You don't have choice. You don't have, you know, they're not pro-choice for these women to think for themselves. These women don't like this idea of Hillary. And they don't want it. And they reject it. For example, my wife is fine letting me be the protector and the provider for the most part. For her being the nurturer and for us to work on things. She's fine with me taking care of the domestic affairs. The external affairs of our household. And she takes care of the internal affairs primarily. Now, our roles aren't 100% down the line. They're adapted to our personal situation and needs. But my wife and I don't mind our traditional God-given roles. And we work together. She's pretty much nurturer, and I'm pretty much disciplinarian. Not 100%. My wife disciplines. I nurture. But we have these general roles, and we work well together. And by the way, we're okay with that. But see, Hillary won't accept that. My wife is what? What's that word, Kurt? She's a misogynistic white woman? See, I reject that whole notion, and so does my wife. But see, who defines it? Me and my wife together as husband and wife? Taking our direction from God Almighty? Or Hillary Rodham? See, that's the problem in America. So, anyway,
I don't remember this word, really.
No, it's just recent, Kurt.
You know, in my growing up time.
It's a Donald. It's a hate Donald created term, Kurt.
Oh, okay. They even say that misogyny can occasionally be found within sacred texts of religions and mythology.
Yeah, because see, God hates white women, Kurt, too.
Oh, I get
you understand that, right? I mean, God said that women are supposed to have the babies and turn to their husbands and let the husbands be the leader and all that kind of stuff. And see, this Christian idea is under attack. And we'll get there as the broadcast unfolds. But see, that's what I mean, is that we, the people, decide what we believe in and we're okay even if we disagree? Or, see, do we have to be thrown into the bus?
Yeah, they say it's a central part of sexist prejudice and ideology, and as such is an important basis for the oppression of females in male-dominated societies.
That's right.
Misogyny is manifested in many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
From jokes to pornography to violence to
these same thugs that run around and say that I demean women when I try to get rid of this pornography and create pornography-free zones by free will and choice under God. And when I say men and women should only be together in a physical sense when they're legally and lawfully married and only to the spouse they're married to, then they say that I'm just shutting down women. But then these people want to have Miley Cyrus get up on stage and literally let males and females touch her body literally in public in a very salacious way. And that's okay, Kurt. If the black guys want to get up on the stage and rap and talk very demeaning about women and use the N-word and the F-word and the all kinds of the words about women's bodies in a very salacious and hostile way, that's all fine. Because if I bring it up, I'm a racist. But if they're okay, so Hillary Clinton literally had Jay-Z up on the stage using the N-word and the F-word and talking dirty about women. Miley Cyrus literally getting up on the stage, walking to the edge of the stage and having men and women both reach up and grab her body parts. Okay, and I can't say a word because you know what, Kurt? I'm a white, Christian, misogynist, evil, hate-filled thug, according to these people. But yet they can pervert God's laws. And what it comes down to is anything that mocks God, Kurt, any sexual activity that mocks God is in any appropriate relationship that is under God's law is unacceptable to these people.
Or in other words, good is called evil and evil is called good.
Right? Boy, howdy, would I say that's right. Now, by the way, the Bannon appointment, Steve Bannon appointment's causing, well, they say it adds fuel to Führer over Trump, says USA Today. We talked about that yesterday. We got a whole lot more on that, too, coming up on the broadcast.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to compare two things really quick. Yesterday, we talked about this Maryland government school offering counseling because Hillary lost. Did you hear about this, Kurt? You literally got a government school offering counseling because Hillary lost to young children who were not even old enough to vote. It's crazy. And I don't really know how to think about it, except for Donald was concerned about the truth in elections. And I kind of want to play this soundbite to these children.
I'd like Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining.
I don't know if, Barack wants to be called out by the mainstream press. Why don't these kids just stop whining, Kurt?
Why doesn't Obama and Hillary and all of them stop whining? You know.
Anyway, I find that interesting, though, that when it's Donald Trump whining, complaining that things might not be on the up and up, saying, hey, there might be law breaking going on, then Donald's just like, hey, man, quit whining. When it comes to Obama's like, yeah, quit whining. When then Donald wins and Hillary loses, now you literally got taxpayer expense, government school offering counseling to kids because Hillary lost stuff. All right, the New York City mayor.
And he's not telling him to quit whining.
No, of course not. But see, this is what I'm talking about. If we want to talk about hate speech, when you just run around and go, quit whining. And now they're providing counseling. Where's the counseling folks going? Barack Obama made a serious mistake when he, mocked people's feelings. And either it's legitimate or it's not, Kurt. But the double standard's got to go. All right, the New York mayor, his name is Bill de Blasio, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling for more anti-Trump protests.
He's calling for him.
Yeah. And former
Obama
White House chief of staff, now currently Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is pledging to defy Donald Trump's plan to deport illegal aliens. He says, we're going to be a sanctuary city in Chicago forever. So you literally have two of the largest city mayors in America literally thumbing their nose at Donald and stirring up agitation. Wow, folks, we're at unprecedented levels. When we want to stand for nullification to defend the supreme law of the land, they say we don't have any authority to do that. They are now doing it to break the law, and we're accepting it. See the double standard? CNN Money's digital correspondent, Paul LaMonica, is now arguing that the Trump-fueled stock market surge is a bad thing, Kurt. So at first, when Donald was going to get elected, they said, hey, man, the stock market's going to tank. It's going to melt down. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah,
well, now the
terrible.
Stock market's doing phenomenal under the Donald, and now they're at CNN. They're running around going, oh, man, it's horrible. Stock market going up like that's
right.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's right.
You just can't win with these double standard thugs, Kurt.
Good point.
That was only 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had a different guest. We had our guest on, Mr. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked about the right to discriminate, Kurt. What do you think of that? Are you allowed to talk about the right to discriminate, Kurt?
The right? No, that's not a right in America.
Yes, it is, my friend.
Even you can't even talk about that. Because,
it's a God-given, unalienable.
We have freedom of speech, Sam, in America. We have freedom of speech. But, see, we don't have certain kinds of things that you can talk about. I mean, you can say you have freedom of speech, but there are certain things you can't say. See, that's how the new freedom of speech.
Let me give you an example. And this is an interesting one for me to bring up. If anybody can bring it up, it should be me, I would hope. Let's say that a restaurant just says, you know what? The owner of a restaurant says, I hate blind people. You know what? They're stupid. They come in and walk around and put out their hands and stumble around. I mean, they can't even find the bathroom without getting help. I mean, these people are like tards. They spill their water. They're just, we can't be having, they need extra help to do everything. We don't want blind people in here. Hate them. I don't like that, Kurt, because I'm a totally blind person. And I think it's an unfair characterization, to say the least. Nevertheless, I will defend that person's right to discriminate and say that if they want. I'll just frequent a different restaurant. And I would hope Americans, when they see that kind of stuff, due to public opinion, the free market, if you will, that person will not get a whole lot of business. However, I support that person's right to be racist, to be, what do you want to call it in this case? If you're against blind people,
they used
misogynistic.
To have a sign that would say, they had
oh,
a
that's
sign
only for women.
It would say, we reserve the right to serve, to refuse to serve
refuse
anybody
service
or
to
whatever,
blind people.
You know?
Yeah. And then have the sign only in Braille. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, good point.
And then they just mock blind people and say, you can't even find the sign, you idiot. See? Now, I reject that. I think it's wrong. And I don't believe in discrimination. I don't believe in ill treatment towards anybody. I believe we're all God's children. But I make this point, though. I think we have a right to discrimination if we so choose. Because if I don't defend that right, at what point then will it be? At what point will they be attacking Christians and people who believe as we do in traditional marriage? And when does this end? When does it stop? That's the problem. All right, Trump victory shocks the world. We talked about that. We talked about manipulating the elections. We talked about the world reactions to Trump's victory. We talked about Clinton backers are incredibly sore losers. We talked about, can Trump live up to his promises, Kurt? This is one Joel Skousen article that I wanted you to have the chance to speak out on. Do you think Donald can live up to his promises?
I think he could, and he can. It just depends on my concern is who he surrounds himself with.
Amen.
And, basically what happens, talk is cheap, as they always say. And, actions are, they speak louder than words.
You got that right. I don't think Donald can keep all of his promises, Kurt. I don't think it's even possible. And I'll tell you why. Because he's made statements like, hey, all Americans are going to be able to, under my administration, to reach their potential. Okay, that statement is just can't be true. Government can't make me reach my potential. The only thing that can help me reach my potential is if I make wise choices and obey God's laws, then I think that I can turn my life over to God and I can, reach my potential. But these are just promises that cannot be, solved, if you will. The economic proposals that he has are great in many ways. But until you go back to honest money, Kurt, I don't see how they're going to ever be fulfilled or be, realized. Because, again, those haters of Donald have too much control when you have fake money.
Well, and like you said, I believe it was the day after the election, if I remember right, that the first thing that, you've got to address is the killing of the most innocent among us.
Yes, sir. I still agree
and
with that,
if,
by the way.
An individual, a leader of a country, Donald J. Trump, doesn't recognize that as being a very important first move, then really you could say, what else is there?
Agreed. And the sad part is I haven't heard a single word about this really since in terms of pro-life. Me and a couple of other Christian people have brought it up, and that's about it. I hope Donald decides that's important soon. So there's so many promises I don't think that Donald can keep, for example. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to beat him up if he's doing his best, but I just feel like these unrealistic promises are a problem. We talked right at the end of yesterday's broadcast about a preparedness tip. Prep your bicycle was one of the Joel Skousen World Affairs Brief tips for preparedness by his son, Andrew Skousen. Very good tip, by the way. We also talked about Michael Savage warns Trump on Pribus. He says it looks like Jeb Bush won. In other words, Michael Savage really giving Donald a warning, saying, don't put that insider in there. You'll regret it. What do you think, Kurt?
It almost seems like there aren't enough other guys around, and yet that's not the way it is. We know people like Sheriff David A. Clark, Sheriff Joe, Sheriff Mack,
the
Ron
problem
Paul,
is a lot of those aren't being considered.
So
the problem
many.
Is they don't have high enough profile names, many of them, but you're absolutely
right.
California and Trump are on a collision course over immigrants here illegally. Let's talk about that on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Much of Donald Trump's impassioned support from conservative evangelical Christians reflected the hope that he would appoint Supreme Court justices who would overturn recent rulings that have advanced the gender revolution, such as the Obergefell decision that created the novel institution called same-sex marriage. Trump's post-election interview on 60 Minutes offered social conservatives little cause for optimism on that front. It's done. These cases have gone to the Supreme Court, Trump replied, when asked about the Obergefell ruling by CBS correspondent Leslie Stahl. They've been settled, and I'm fine with that. The Hill points out that Trump's current position on the matter is at odds with the GOP's official platform. Passed during the summer, the platform strongly supports traditional marriage and condemned the Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. 5 unelected lawyers robbed 320 million Americans of their legitimate constitutional authority to define marriage as the union of one man and one woman, the platform declares, going on to demand the appointment of justices and judges who will respect the constitutional limits on their power and respect the authority of the states to decide such fundamental social questions.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Donald Trump's going to have a hard time keeping his promises, especially if he puts Priebus in the middle of it all and puts Newt Gingrich and many others. Michael Savage warning against that. Now, California and Donald Trump are on a collision course over immigrants here illegally. You got literally the whole state of California, the whole cities of Chicago because of the mayor, and New York City because of the mayor, all pledging to just literally thumb their nose at the Donald and promote illegal activity, Kurt. It's going to be very hard to deport all these people if you don't have the cooperation of your states and your city leaders. You don't have a willingness to obey the law, because there is literally a check and balance, and cities don't have to, and states don't have to do what the federal government says. This is kind of an interesting twist. When we want it to be the case, for constitutional reasons, we say nullify, nullify, nullify now. Well, now they're using nullification for illegal purposes, Kurt, to literally divide the government and break the law. And it's not just, you know, one person, or you're literally talking about the whole state of California and huge cities like Chicago and New York, for starters. And the enemies of the law are just getting started, Kurt. So that's something we're going to have to really watch. It's going to be very hard for Donald to keep those promises if that happens. Now, Patrick J. Buchanan, in my opinion, said it best, Kurt. He's a brilliant writer. He can say in one sentence what takes me 5 minutes to articulate. He's so good. Memo to Trump, quote, exploit your win. Now, listen to the one phrase that I think captures really everything from Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan says this, Kurt, then I want your response. Quote, Donald Trump should be magnanimous and gracious towards those whom he defeated. But his first duty is to keep faith with those who put their faith in him. Kurt, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's a one-liner that absolutely nails my feelings as well. You need to be magnanimous and kind and appropriate to those whom you've defeated, but you got to stay true to your core and to your principles. What an incredible, insightful line in Patrick J. Buchanan's latest article, Kurt. Any comments on that?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And really, it's almost all that needs to be said about that.
Agreed. Now, they call us racist, you know, and say we're haters and everything else, but we're saying be kind to those whom you defeated, stick with your principles, but be kind and inclusive. And these guys are running around and literally rioting, threatening to violate the law, literally destroying property, running around with hate speech everywhere. It's interesting to watch the two sides, Kurt.
You couldn't be more right, Sam. And, you know, you look at Pat Buchanan's article where he, you know, he goes into detail about a number of different presidencies and their actions afterwards. You know, and this whole thing, he says, as for promptings that he reach out and reassure those upset by his victory and trim or temper his agenda to pacify them. He says Trump should reject the poisoned chalice. This is the same old con. He says Trump should take as models the Democrats, FDR and LBJ, and then he tells what they did. Then he talks about even those who turned on him for Vietnam, talking about LBJ. They still celebrate his domestic achievements. And President Nixon's great regret was that he did not bomb Hanoi and mine Haiphong in 69 instead of waiting until 72, bring the Vietnam War to an earlier end. You know, you just go down through the list, and so many times the promises that are made don't really get kept, you know.
Amen to that. And that's why we need to really focus on Donald Trump, and we really need to spend our time helping him keep his promises, Kurt, helping him be magnanimous and gracious to those whom he's defeated. But we need to remain to be faithful to the principle, faithful to those who elected you for a promise, and we need to deliver to the best of our ability on those promises. And the more we stick together and work towards purity on those promises, the better off we will be. By the way, I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, Pat Buchanan goes on to say, he says, this great opening should be exploited now. You know, the opening that we have.
No question.
He says, few anticipated this thing. He says, what we have today, he calls it a decapitated Democratic Party with the Obamas and the Clintons gone or going, Joe Biden with them. No national leader rising, and only the power of obstruction, of which the nation has had enough. The GOP, however, that stands for the Grand Old Party, on January 20th will control both houses of Congress and the White House, with the real possibility of remaking the Supreme Court in the image of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan have indicated they are willing to work with President Trump. There's nothing to prevent the new GOP from writing history. He went on to say, in his first months, Trump could put a seal on American politics as indelible as that left by Ronald Reagan. Ronald and Donald kind of, you know, right?
There you go.
A partial agenda, he says, first he should ignore. And it's sad to me to see that Pat Buchanan just misses out on that pro-life part. But anyway, he says, first he should ignore any importunings by President Obama to permit passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in a lame duck session.
Well, and I agree with Pat on all these things, but in my opinion, a lot of these leaders are missing the core. If you don't turn towards God and protect life, I don't know what's more important, folks. Now, I agree protecting the border is very important as well. I agree going back to honest money is important as well, but I still submit, pardon the phrase, the pro-life issue trumps them all, my fellow Americans. Just my humble opinion. Now, I'm disappointed in Ben Carson, Kurt, because now Ben Carson has turned down an opportunity to serve in the Trump administration. They literally called Ben Carson, wanted him to be involved in it. He just said, no, I don't have the experience. I'm not doing it. I don't mean to be rude. I wish I could call Ben Carson. I don't know how you get a hold of these elites, but I can't. I've tried to get a hold of Ben, tried to get him on the radio, just can't get a hold of Ben Carson. However, I will say this, Kurt. We need pro-life advocates who are Christians in the Trump administration. And when Ben Carson refuses to do this, we're getting a vacuum here of maybe some conservative people compared to the Democrats, Kurt. Compared to the liberals, some of these people are decently conservative. But we need pro-life Christians there. We've got to have them. And we miss a huge opportunity when Ben Carson turns this down. I'm disappointed in Ben, Kurt. I am.
Well, I agree, and you know, it's I guess the L.A. Times has got the report, The Hill, CNN.com.
Everybody, yeah. And the biggest reason I'm disappointed is because I don't like people say, I'm not going to serve there because I don't have the experience. We don't need government hardened, experienced people in there. What we need is new people that
Donald
are intelligent.
Donald Trump has no experience as a politician.
Right. But see, Ben Carson's incredibly smart, and I have no doubt he could teach himself on the fly.
I think
and do a gazillion times better job than the, quote, experienced among them. So not only am I disappointed in his not willingness to serve or his unwillingness to serve, but more so in the reasons that he points that he won't serve, points to that he won't serve. I'm disappointed, Kurt. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ben.
Which one was it that they wanted him to
I don't know, help in human services. Thing. There's different things. They tried to get him, I think, in two different positions, Kurt. Now, I'm also very concerned about House Republicans. They unanimously renominated Paul Ryan to serve as their speaker again, Kurt. When will these people learn their lesson?
Unanimously? Wow.
That's what they say.
Every one of them.
I can't comprehend it. But that's what the headlines say, and I just don't get it. Why do you continue just to put the same people back in office? Look. Paul Ryan might be making nice now because he has no choice. But Paul Ryan did everything he could to shut down Donald Trump's presidency. He was almost worse than Hillary about it, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, it reminds me of like Sean Hannity and conservatives who opposed Ron Paul back in the day. What are these people doing and thinking?
Yeah, it was Secretary of Health and Human Services, Samus.
Well, then there was one other thing they wanted to call him to also.
Yeah, they say he was never offered a specific position, but everything was open to him.
Yes.
Dr. Carson feels he has no government experience.
Thank heavens, that's why we need you, brother.
Agency. Yeah, amen to that. The last thing he would want to do was take a position that could cripple the presidency. Man.
Well, then get a hold of Sam Bushman before you take positions, Ben. Just call Sam, and I'll be your chief advisor, and I'll make sure you don't step in the doo-doo, okay? Come on. You got to have some guts here. We got to get together as conservatives.
I guess he was
leaders.
A candidate for a Secretary of Education as well.
Yeah, see, I knew there was a few different positions.
I think you could be that, Sam, Secretary of Education.
I'd rather be the press secretary. I could have these mainstream press people just absolutely
eliminate the departments, you know.
Michael Moore says Donald Trump won't last 4 years. He'll either be impeached or he'll be resigning. Kurt's response in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Michael Moore says Donald Trump won't last 4 years. He'll either be impeached or he'll be resigning. I don't know if I believe that, Kurt, or not. I just know, again, what I don't like is this continued division in America, this continued undermining. The mainstream press is doing everything they can to twist everything in their favor. I'll give you an example. Politico writes, Trump campaign in disarray. That's Politico, Kurt. Now, here's the reason they say the Trump campaign's in disarray. Because there's a battle for the hearts and minds of people and the supporters of Donald Trump. Will it be the inside track or will it be the new Republicans taking center stage? And so there's some internal battles. There's some people being let go. There's some remaking. There's a lot of delay. And so they're acting like the Donald Trump camp is in complete disarray. I don't agree with that at all, Kurt. Whenever you have somebody like a Donald Trump that has no political experience, that doesn't have their, is the word cadre, of already placed bureaucrats that have been in Capitol Hill forever, he's bringing new people to the table and he wants to vet people and talk to people and reach out to people and make decisions. Just because it's taking a little longer to get the team together than normal, because he really didn't prepare for the win. He didn't want to, you could say, well, he's just in disarray, or you could say he was so humble, he didn't want to prepare to win. He just wanted to get one thing done at a time and then move to the next thing. That doesn't mean he's in complete disarray, Kurt. I happen to personally know, I'm going to say this one more time, I happen to personally know that Donald Trump is reaching out and talking to people like Sam Bushman and others through other people. I'm not telling you Donald called me personally or anything. I'm saying through other people. And they're literally trying to decide who is best to serve. And literally, believe it or not, for the first time in my entire life, through several different people, I'm not at the top by any means, but I'm telling you, through several different people, I've actually been asked who I think would be better in given positions. And I'm not going to go into any details. I'm just telling you, I've been actually asked that by people who are involved with people who are making the decisions. And they literally said, Sam Bushman, we have been asked to reach out to people that we know well. You're one of them. And get your opinions on who we need to put in these positions. Who would be better for the Supreme Court, this person or this person? Or do you have a suggestion, etc.? And I got the opportunity to suggest Judge Roy Moore to be on the Supreme Court, Kurt. They said, Sam, who would your top pick be? And I gave them Roy Moore would be my top pick to be on the Supreme Court, Kurt.
Wow.
And all I'm telling you right now is I've never been asked this by any administration ever in my entire life. Now, I know the mainstream press would say how horrible it is that I'm even being asked. But, Kurt, for the first time, the mere mortals, the people, have been being asked something. It doesn't mean that Donald's in disarray because he's taking time to reach out to us. But this is how the mainstream press just lies and manipulates and deceives. They're acting like the poor guy's melting down. It isn't even close to true. I happen to know, Kurt.
You know, one of the other things to consider here is, you know, how our buddy Jerry Hughes taught us for years, is nothing in Washington is official until it's been denied.
Amen.
And, so you may, at least one of those stories that I was reading on the Carson thing mentioned that he feels like he's leaning, it said, you know, these were his words, not an aide's words, but his words, that he was leaning to, you know, helping from the outside instead of from the inside.
Yes.
But why not?
I have
not?
A healthy respect for that. I get it. But and my goal isn't to beat Ben up for his decision, Kurt. My goal is to encourage him to rethink it.
Yeah, and there's no reason to really believe that he has shut the door, in my opinion. Remember, these are the same
press
people.
I'm telling you, the mainstream press is saying he shut the door. And I'm saying to you, I'm disappointed. If that's true, Ben, I hope you rethink it, because we really need you.
Yeah, good point.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, the idea that the Trump campaign is in disarray is absolutely bogus. Now, is there an internal battle going on of whether we want the inside thug Republicans that have controlled everything for literally decades and helped destroy the country with the Democrats versus the new people that want to see Donald Trump succeed and want to see a shakeup and a change in the guard, if you will, and new blood to come to Washington? Absolutely, that internal battle's there, Kurt, without question. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we're in disarray as we try to manage that. So I'm telling you, I literally know they're not in disarray. They're literally reaching out to people that have never been given the opportunity to have an influence here. And it just takes time, Kirk. That's all. It takes time. I mean, when they're asking me these questions, they're saying, Sam, we got to hurry. You know, we should have had this stuff already finished. But we really want to be thorough. We really want to be methodical about this. We really want to be careful and cautious and do this in a meaningful way. And so we need your input. But it takes time, folks. But this idea that the Trump camp is in disarray is an absolute lie. All right, Kurt, one main reason the U.S. border wall has not been built, Kurt's got details.
Well, yeah, our buddy Jerome Corsi has this piece, and it was pretty interesting to me to see. He's always done good detailed investigations and that kind of thing. And in this case, he's basically saying, hey, they already passed this. The only reason it hasn't been done is some, you know, different little details. They didn't pass a wall so much. They call it a double layer fence or something like that. But, you know, what you've got so many times is just feel good kind of thing. And it just hasn't been done. And so all he's saying that Trump would have to do is simply say, look, let's fund this thing and just kind of beef it up a little bit. But you guys have already passed it way back in, what was it, 06, if I remember.
Yes,
right.
That's correct. And he could really chide the Republicans and Democrats for not carrying out the law that was passed already anyway. You could say, listen, I don't understand why this hasn't been funded. I don't understand what happened here, but we're just simply going to carry on with your plans. By the way, there's a lot of Democrats that went along with the plans, too. This is a nonpartisan, already passed reality check. Let's get it done, folks. I'm the executor, and I'm here to pick up where previous presidents have failed and nothing more.
That's right. You know, he talks about Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily. He talks about after they passed, what was the bill called? They called it the Secure Fence Act of 2006.
Yeah, good for that, ain't you, Kurt?
Yeah.
Now, they say this. I just want to make this point because we talked about this a second ago.
Yep.
We've now had two administrations fail to keep their promise to the American people to secure the border. Donald's going to keep the promise, not only that he made, but that two other presidents promised and failed at, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, that's a legacy, my friend.
Very important. You know, and it goes on to say that I guess somebody, Hutchison, Hutchinson, K. Bailey Hutchinson, senator from Texas, had submitted an amendment to what was called the Department of Homeland Security's 08 budget that would effectively gut the Secure Fence Act. You know, and so, as we always know, so many times the devil's in the details of so many of these deals. But bottom line is, hey, if Trump wanted to, he could take that and run with it pretty easy, don't you think, Sam?
I think not only could he should.
Yep, good point.
Okay, so I really, and this is an example where they'd be like, he could do it, but it would be really complicated. No, it wouldn't, folks. I'm telling you, it wouldn't. What he'd say is to the House and Senate, he'd say, listen to me. You people have passed a law, and you have not funded what you've passed. Now, I demand you correct the law and or provide me the funding. And I would submit to you that I think since two previous presidents failed on carrying out the executive branch, in other words, failed on carrying out your wishes, give me the chance because I will.
Good point.
And the sooner you act, the sooner I will act, and we're unified on this, right?
Good, great point, Sam.
And by the way, this isn't my idea that you guys can beat me up as a Republican or Democrat issue or an insider. You hate Trump or Trump's going to ruin the country. I'm merely going to perform on what two presidents have been given the mandate to do by Congress, representing the people, and now I, as the executor, intend to get that done. Now deliver me the funding immediately, I pray.
Yeah, good point.
And
last two paragraphs of last two paragraphs of Jerome Corsi's World Net Daily piece, realizing the legislation already exists in the form of the Secure Fence Act of 2006, 10 years ago, by the way, opponents have focused on the cost to build Trump's wall, which some estimate may have escalated from the $1.2 billion total projected in 2006 to more than $4 billion today.
Well, and a wall might cost more than a fence, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. But Trump can always bring it in under budget and in time. Trump asserted during the 2016 campaign that Mexico would pay for the wall, noting the cost would be a tiny fraction of the money the U.S. loses to Mexico in trade deficits.
And by the way, that's how Donald intends to have the Mexicans pay for it as well, by saying, look, you'll either pay for it by literally paying for the wall, or you'll pay for it by the fact that you'll lose so much trade that it effectively will recover the money and you'll pay for it. But I've got personal friends, Kurt, that are Mexicans. And one of my he's a legal United States citizen. He's a Mexican. He came straight from Mexico. He was born in Mexico, etc. And he says, what I think we need to do is I think we need to have Mexicans go build the wall. And that might lead to a path to citizenship for some of these people, those who literally volunteer to help build the wall. The sooner we get the wall built, the sooner you can become a citizen. That's what one of my Mexican friends was saying.
Yeah, just imagine that. Hey, if you want to be at the front of the line, put in your hours.
I wonder if that Mexican friend of mine's a racist for saying stuff like that, Kurt.
Well, and you for having a Mexican friend.
In fact, they would try to tell you it's just my token Mexican. But the truth is, this person's more than a dear friend.
Wow. How can you have friends, you being a racist and a, you know, whatever, the misogynist and all those different things?
Because he's a wonderful person. That's why, Kurt. This nation shall endure.